is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Stress Less Podcast. I hope this week is bringing you time to slow down and enjoy what truly matters, even in the middle of the holiday chaos. Today's episode is all about helping you simplify and take meaningful steps towards decluttering your home without the pressure of perfection. My hope is that you will be reminded that small, intentional progress is what truly makes a difference, and I'll even be sharing a new free resource I created just for you. So let's get started. A lot of times I find myself not starting something because I want to do it the right way. I want to do it in the right order. I don't want to get started just to start over because I thought of a better way. My most recent experience with this was actually in my classroom. I have a curriculum that I love teaching. As you would imagine, it's organized into units, chapters, and lessons. My curriculum is a bit unique since it is a curriculum used to teach multilingual learners. The beauty of this curriculum is that I am able to scaffold the lesson up for students who are further along in their language acquisition, or I can scaffold it down for students who are newer to the country and have not been learning the English language as long. Since I have taught this curriculum for over 2.5 years now, I have created my own activities that correlate to certain lessons, and I have compiled other resources from our building that tie nicely into what we are practicing. In my early years of teaching, I would try to sit down and plan out, with too much detail most likely, what I was going to teach my students. Of course, I wanted to feel prepared, but also, that's what all the other teachers did. They planned ahead, right? So I should do that too. Except that led me to spending a ton of time planning and preparing. And then when I was in the moment teaching, I would think of or realize a better, more exciting way to reach my students and keep their attention, and I would scrap what I had planned from the week before. Now, you may not believe this, but when I'm in my classroom and in my teaching mode, I am way better at teaching in the moment. It's always just been something that comes natural to me. I like to have my systems set up so I can essentially just grab and go teach. After 2.5 years, the bins and the baskets and the binder clips I was using to keep my teaching materials organized were getting out of hand. In the past several weeks, it was driving me crazy. Every time I went to grab a resource, I was having to flip through materials to find what I was looking for. And every time, multiple times a day, I was like, oh my God, I need to organize this. But I also wanted to do it the right way. I didn't want to get halfway down the path of reorganizing and setting up my system just to figure out that there was a better way. Like, come on, I didn't want to do it unless I could do it perfectly. But it was driving me crazy every day. It was making me waste time. If you're in the education world, you're probably aware of the phrase lost learning time and how we try to avoid that as much as we can. But I spent the last couple months not taking the first step to reorganizing my materials. And that was only leading to more lost learning time. It was becoming a lose-lose situation the way it was. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore, and I knew I had some time coming up where I would be able to work on this project. So I asked the world's best elementary school secretary to come to my room. I explained what I was thinking, what I hoped to achieve, and asked for her input. Did it make sense? Was I overcomplicating it? Did she have any better ideas? Her response surprised me. She thought my plan was solid and didn't see a better way to do it. That little bit of confirmation, just that small piece of validation, gave me the confidence to move forward. Perfectionism can be one of the biggest roadblocks to making progress in our homes. It tricks us into thinking we can't start until everything is just right. Maybe you've caught yourself saying, I can't start until I buy matching containers, or I'll declutter when I have a free weekend to do it all at once. Sound familiar? I've been there too. But let's take a second to reframe the way we think about home organization. It's not about creating a picture-perfect home that looks straight off of Instagram. It's about creating a space that works for your family. The real goal isn't perfection, it's functionality. It's about making your house easy to live in, easy to relax in, and easy to manage. So think about what function means to you. Can you find what you need when you need it? Do you know what you have and where it's stored? These are the things that make daily life simpler and less stressful. Simplifying isn't about achieving visual perfection. It's about reducing stress and creating clarity in your daily life. The goal is to create a space that works for you, not one that impresses someone else. Let's talk about why it's so important to define what matters most to you before you start decluttering. When you've taken the time to evaluate what's truly important and identify what serves your home and family, simplifying becomes so much easier and more intentional. When you have your set of guidelines to follow, decision-making becomes so much easier and so much faster. Instead of getting stuck in the cycle of overthinking, should I keep this? What if I need it someday? Does it even belong here? You can focus on purpose, function, and alignment. Let's circle back for a minute. That curriculum I was working with, imagine the curriculum as a whole is our house. The units in the curriculum are like the rooms in our houses. The chapters in the units are the categories that belong in each room. And the lessons are the individual items that we hold on to. When I was trying to do things the way everyone else seemed to, like when I was meticulously planning and aiming for perfection, I wasted so much time. But when I leaned into what worked best for me, progress started happening. And just like my friend's support gave me a bit of validation and confidence, I created a free resource to do the same thing for you and your home. Because sometimes we all just need a little encouragement and a little confirmation to start making progress. I'm so excited to introduce you to the Decide Guide, a room-by-room resource to declutter with confidence. This guide is packed with thoughtful questions designed to take the guesswork out of decluttering every room in your home. And when I say packed, you guys, the Decide Guide has over 150 questions that I promise will help you feel confident making your own decluttering decisions. Now, don't let 150 questions scare you, though. I've broken your home down into 23 different spaces in your house. Did you even realize you have close to that many areas in your home? Like, no wonder it feels like a lot to manage. Let me share a few examples of the questions you'll find inside. Does this item add comfort, function, or beauty to this space? If I didn't already own this, would I buy it today? Am I keeping this out of guilt, or does it serve me and my family? All of these questions are curated specifically to help you evaluate each item's purpose in your home. With these prompts as your guide, you'll find it easier to sort through belongings and be able to easily identify what items mean the most to you. And that will lead you to taking the first steps to create a home that feels purposeful and peaceful. So if you're ready to take the guesswork out of decluttering, the Decide Guide, a room-by-room resource to declutter with confidence, is available now. Just click the link in the show notes to download your copy. Grab your guide today and start simplifying your home one room at a time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stressless Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stressless. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less podcast.